This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. There's a decades-long trend of states closing psychiatric hospitals, and community-based mental health alternatives haven't always picked up the slack. That means the mentally ill are increasingly turning to emergency rooms for treatment. Hospital wait times and costs are skyrocketing. Now some providers are making new investments into inpatient mental health care. From KJZZ in Phoenix, Jimmy Jenkins reports.
Hello.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jill Murdock is coloring at her kitchen table in Mesa, Arizona, while her kids play video games after school.
I've chosen a lot of bright colors that help me feel vibrant and I can relax while I'm coloring.
Murdock was in a terrible bicycle accident about 2 years ago. She suffered a brain injury that's left her battling bouts of anxiety. Sometimes it gets so bad she has to go to the emergency room to get help. But she often ends up waiting anywhere from 24 to 72 hours in the ER. She says it's a tedious, stressful process, waiting for the hospital to find a treatment center.
You come to the point where you just either sleep, or you eat, or you just watch them watching you.
Arizona has one of the worst shortages of beds and providers in the country. Banner Health, one of the main healthcare providers in the state, estimates 16,000 mental health patients show up at its ERs every year. Dr. Robert Porter is the ER director at Banner Goldfield Hospital in rural Apache Junction, east of Phoenix.
Some of them are suicidal. Some people actually have schizophrenia or psychotic episodes where they just can't take care of themselves or they're doing something that is off the wall.
Mental health patients often fill his 8 emergency beds. So now Banner is building a new behavioral health hospital, expanding its campus here in Scottsdale. The $36 million facility will have 96 private inpatient beds. Each year, roughly 44 million people nationwide experience a mental health disorder. Dr. Renee Shaw with the American College of Emergency Physicians says many of them are uninsured or on Medicaid.
And because Medicaid tends to be a low payer, they have low reimbursement rates, a lot of psychiatrists may not even want to accept them. And so it's hard to get these patients placement.
That's where the new hospital comes in. Dr. Gagandeep Singh is the chief medical officer. He says after treatment, most patients can transition to outpatient services.
These are people that are our family members and our friends who happen to be in a crisis.
He says they just need a place where they can feel safe and get well. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.